No one does Thanksgiving like Louisiana. It starts with a familiar framework, of course, turkey, pie, bourbon, family politics. But to that, we add so much from our own culture, our unabating obsession with the table. But because this is 2020, even this feast will be different. A holiday of togetherness and gratitude can't escape feelings of separation and loss from the pandemic. So the usual big productions may be replaced by improv acts. Connecting via Zoom might mean more than connecting through Houston on the way home. And our plans have to stay more fluid than the Saints quarterback rotation. People are frustrated by it all. They're exhausted. I know I am. But what's been heartening for me as the holiday approaches is to hear from New Orleans people who are determined not just to make do, but to make something special with what we've been dealt. You see it in our restaurants, that's for sure. Battered like never before, these small businesses are responding to the opportunity to cook holiday meals with inspiring vigor. Communities everywhere are dealing with Thanksgiving in pandemic mode. Only ours is doing it with Dookie Chase's Creole Gumbo and Frank Brightson's Sweet Potato Dirty Rice. And then there's the most formidable force in New Orleans food culture, the home cook setting forth on a feast. Terms have changed. The passion has not. I've heard from people who aren't hosting guests, but will cook all the same huge portions as usual, now sending it to community fridges to feed others. I've heard from people planning their own curbside takeout operations for family, providing the same dishes to go so they can partake together while apart. I even heard from one host whose plans to move the feast outside include shopping for fishing weights to hold the tablecloths down. After all, you can't be chasing linens around the yard when you have New Orleans food traditions to uphold. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.